We're joined by John Muirhead and Jesse Bidevate at Summerfolk. They are Bears Sierra. We've interviewed John Muirhead on Folk Roots Radio before because he was part of the youth program at the Folk Music Ontario Conference this past October. As well as having his own solo career, though, he also gets together with Jesse, who is also a singer-songwriter, and they now are Bears Sierra. And as I understand it, you guys have been touring this summer. Is that right?
We have, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the music of Bears Sierra and how that differs from the music you play as individual songwriters.
So Jesse and I have been playing together since we were about 14 years old. We met at our high school jam club that was in the auto shop.
Yes, we did.
The auto shop.
Yeah,
that's
our
cool.
Our auto teacher was a musician as well, so he brought in drums and a PA, and we just jammed after school once a week. So that's where we met.
Yep.
We started a couple different bands, and then now, years down the line, we've met up again and are continuing to play and write together.
Now, you're both from Halton Hills in yes. Ontario, is that right?
Yeah.
When you play together, what is the difference than the songs that you produce individually?
I guess it combines like the energy of rock and roll and adds in the songwriting and singer-songwriter element of folk, and we just kind of try to have a really good time on stage, lots of energy. We feed off of each other's energy and have as much fun as we can on stage.
So tell us about the songwriting you do. I mean, are these songs that you've worked up individually and then you come together to play with the arrangements?
For the most part, we'll either start with one of our ideas, but we've been really writing together, and we are continually just practicing and revamping the songs and making them work as a duo. But I'd say more recently, they become more collaborative as we continue to write together.
So Bears Sierra, I think, have been an entity, for 6 months or so now?
I would say so.
What is the future hold for you as a duo? I mean, is the duo something you'll do every now and again, or do you see it's more something that may develop and progress in its own right?
I'd hope we definitely continue the duo for sure and play festivals, more gigs together, and just try to build up a reputation as a duo and continue.
Yeah, we're planning to record an EP in the fall and get some of the songs we've been working on for the last 6 months in a recorded format, and then we'll see what the future holds. Hopefully, more tours and more festivals, and a continuation of what's been going on this summer.
For sure.
So we had a chance to see you at the Down at the Bay stage at Summerfolk. Actually, yesterday evening, that was Friday. I'm already losing track of what day of the week it is at a folk festival. But Summerfolk does this wonderful Youth Discoveries program that you came through. Do you want to talk about that program and the benefits to young musicians to try and get the opportunity to get out and play? I mean, that come to a festival, you see artists from all over the world, big names in Canada who are obviously touring. It must be a real thrill to be able to get up and be on stage with these people.
Yeah, so the youth program has just been amazing because I find they really treat us like to the same degree as any other musician. They're putting us in workshops all weekend, and we have a main stage tweener set on Sunday, and we just really feel like we're a real part of things, which is nice. And I think that it's really important for a folk festival and a folk society to really be giving that upper hand to young musicians, because it's hard, it's daunting to go into an industry that seems to have no way in a way, but these people are giving us this opportunity.
Do you find that as young musicians getting started, that it's a little daunting with the, you know, you're familiar with the James Callahan names, you know, the Joel Plaskett's that are out there, that have built careers, that are very successful, but when you're just starting off, it's to work out exactly how you move forward?
It is a little daunting to get up there and perform, but I think music as a whole, like, we just come together and do what we do and just have a good time, you know, and loving and playing music and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's, what do you think?
I'd say it's daunting, but it's also inspiring to be a young person at a festival like this, because someone like Joel Plaskett that I've listened to for so long, and just come off the stage here Down by the Bay and head over to the amphitheater and see him play, it makes us feel like we might be on the right track, and we feel like, in a way, our heroes are starting to become our peers when we play a festival like this, which is really exciting. And yeah.
for sure.
So what does the future hold?
Hopefully playing Summerfolk in the future and other festivals. We really like the festivals. We really like touring. We really like just performing and writing. And if we can do that as much as possible, and whoever wants to join us can come along for the ride as well.
Looking for players.
That's great. Well, it's been great to talk to you. Now, if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, we're on all social media. You can check out bearsierra.com as well. We've got a little page up there with some info. And and you can listen to Folk Roots Radio.
That's good. You've got to put a plug in for me too. And you also have your own John Muirhead career as well. And how can people find out more about you?
So johnpmuirhead.com and then at johnpmuirhead at all social media as well.
And Jesse, how can people get to check out your music as a solo artist?
I don't really have that much out there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say that right now. But my other band, Northern Trainwreck, we have a couple videos on YouTube and also, I believe, Spotify as well. So, yeah, that's you can cool. definitely check that out there.
It's been great to talk to you today. The last thing we need to do is decide what we're going to play next. What do you suggest?
So I guess we'll play Domino. Domino is a song that we wrote together, and the version we have up now is a live version at a house concert that was hosted by one of the members of The Lifers, who I'm sure have been involved
with. I thought there was definitely a Lifer connection.
Yeah, so we did a house concert there at at Sam Bohr's house, and we got a nice recording of it, so we'll play that for you.
That's wonderful. This is Bear Sierra with Domino. And we're live at Summerfolk, and I'm Jan Hall, and this is Folk Roots Radio.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you. Guys.
Last thing I heard was your voice when you called for him. Fell out of the love I was falling in. You tell me it's my fault, you call me a hypocrite. I'm not mad that you're gone, just mad that you're over it. I'll still pick you up. You need somewhere to stay. Just give me a reason why everything's changed. Looking behind me while I run away. I can't escape, you know. Die hard, these mornings turn out to you. I walked around London alone just to clear my mind. I saw you in every reflection and passed by. Rehearse what I'd say. If you were to wait, just give me a reason why everything's changed. Looking behind me while I run away. Stand straight if I wanted to. I was your domino. Follow your feet. I was yours.
I was